Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So we're using this one. This one?
Oh.
So this is like a connection to it? This one?
Bow!
Bow! <Bow! laughs> This one's
Bing bong! Bong.
Nah, that one's sick.
This one. Shotgun.
Hey yo!
Hey yo!
I love my family. I love the Philippines. Money fuck you.
I only ever used that once, but it was sick. It was sick.
Hey yo!
Bing bong!
Yo, did you hear about the Ayo guy?
Nah, what happened?
So, you know how he got famous, right? He got super famous. And he's homeless.
No way he's homeless.
Yeah, he's like a homeless guy on what's it called? Is it Staten Island?
Yeah, I think so.
Staten Island. So I think the creators or one of the TikTokers that had him on the videos before, they did like a GoFundMe and they bought him a house.
They got him a house, bro?
Yeah, they bought him a house.
I always thought like he was making bare money off like his AO videos and all that. Like,
yeah.
I thought he was making money off that already.
No, because if you think about it, he's on the video, but
yeah.
The creators are the ones making the money.
Pulling all the money.
Yeah, that's what sucks. So I think somebody like, it wasn't even the OG creators, I don't think. It was like some next TikTokers that felt bad for him.
Uh-huh.
So they promoted it and then they got him like, food, they got him a house, everything, money. I think they got him a job too.
God damn, yo, the day they came through. Yo, do you know what reminds me of? You remember the guy who's like, oh, these nuts?
Yeah.
Yo. Really, I swear, like, he was like homeless too.
Was he?
That's what I heard.
These nuts guy?
And after, like, ever since that happened, like, people started, like, doing all this stuff, like, for him.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, now, like, he's back, like, on, like, that homeless wave.
Oh, shit. No, because I remember one time, I saw this video. It might have been on a World Star. It might have been on TikTok.
Oh.
But it was the D's Nuts guy. And somebody was trying to say what's up to him. And he was scared. He was like scared for his life. He's like, oh, I thought you're trying to hurt me.
Oh, it's like trying to rob him.
Yeah. So I think a lot of those people, a lot of those like the meme people, they get bullied in real life, man.
Yeah, they probably do.
Right?
Yo, cause I always heard like this one thing. Like, oh, like what I heard, like the worst thing you can be is famous and broke.
Oh, shit.
Like, yo, and like I saw like some takes of people from like all these people that got famous off memes and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like they're telling, like they're basically saying like that was like the lowest point in their life because like they got all this attention and like people think that they're living such a good life.
Yeah.
But really like they're still like,
yeah, because that's depressing. Yeah. That's depressing. And I feel like when it's like that, you're getting all of the negative effects of being famous.
Yeah.
But none of the positives, bro. That shit sucks.
Yo, like imagine you have a video, it's like 10 mil, you get nothing.
Bro.
Yo, you're still working at like McDonald's or something? I'll be so cheese.
But that's what happens. That's what happens to a lot of those people that become famous for the wrong reasons too.
Uh-huh.
Like, but some people, they find a way to flip it. Look at Bad Baby.
Yeah, she definitely
that's
flipped that.
Crazy.
Yo, she finessed that bag, bro. Finessed that bag.
Would you consider her the greatest finesser in social media?
Has to be one of the greatest finessers.
Might be.
Has to be one of the greatest. Yo, I'm pretty sure she's like a millionaire now. Or close to.
Close, bro. I think just her OnlyFans alone, she brought in a million.
Yeah, I forgot
on
she
like
had
the
OnlyFans.
First month or some shit like that.
I forgot she has OnlyFans too.
So imagine, bro. Who else finessed it that crazy? Bad Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Malu too, because she's like...
Oh, yeah, Malu.
But okay, who got famous for the wrong... Oh, 6ix9ine.
I was about to say 6ix9ine. But I don't know if I can really count 6ix9ine, because like, he was like a rapper. Like, he's a rapper.
Yeah, it's true.
Like it's not like he was like doing nothing. Like, like he was still doing something.
But he was still trolling.
Yeah, that's true.
He's probably the richest troll ever.
Yo, I have a feeling that we're missing someone big, bro. We're missing someone big that just finessed it.
Damn.
Oh, no. Yo, do you know who? That Kyle Rittenhouse guy.
Oh! You're right.
Oh my God.
Biggest finesse. Yo, this guy has a podcast. I just gotta have a podcast, bro.
Yo, I seen this guy. He has shows. Like, he literally does shows.
That's and so crazy.
There's thousands of people in the crowd.
That's so crazy.
This guy's walking out like, yo.
Bro.
Biggest finesse.
Bro, that might be the biggest finesse of 2021.
Easily.
100%.
Easily.
100%. This guy deserves biggest finesse 2021. This guy was the most hated. Still most hated, but he finessed it, bro. He finessed it. Oh my God. That's like comparable to like the one kid in your class that's like the bully.
Yeah.
But just always gets praised, fam.
Oh my. Nah, that reminds me of like the one sibling that always gets praised. You know, they're always doing the most evil. Like, they're always.
Nah, I don't relate as much, but I know you relate because you have brothers, right?
I know, because like I have two older brothers and an older sister, bro.
Okay, do you think you're happier with siblings, or do you think you would like being an only child?
Oh no, siblings for sure.
Right?
Bro, if I was the only child, I would not be the same person I am right now.
Yeah, like, I feel that.
Easily.
You're the youngest, right?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Okay, what are some of the cons of being the youngest though?
The cons of being the youngest?
Because I know being the youngest, there's definitely some cons.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. Like, okay, with the youngest, whenever the youngest lies,
yeah,
the parents like more likely to believe it.
Oh,
I feel like my lies. So it's a
positive then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like a positive thing. But the only thing is I feel like whenever the youngest, like you always get like the short end of the stick. Like you always get everything last.
Oh, true.
So like everything will like it'll go to like my sister first, then like my two older brothers. I'll kind of like get the leftovers.
Oh,
because kind of like it's kind of like an elder respect type of thing.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense though. That kind of makes sense because it does have to go through like everybody. Like if it's a hand me down, like let's say like a calculator, or something. you're getting the used up calculator.
I'm the fourth man to get it.
Like the numbers already like faded and shit.
Calculator's all ashy and all that.
You know what? Looking back, I don't think I ever bought a calculator though. That shit just appeared. You get me?
I never bought a calculator.
Never in my life.
I never bought a calculator and I never bought pencils.
Oh, okay. Pencils, yeah.
You actually bought pencils?
Nah, I bought pencils when it was like mechanical pencils.
Oh, mechanical
but the orange ones, I never bought in my life. Never bought those pencils in my life.
But somehow it just appears.
Yeah, it just appears. Just like, you know those strawberry candies? It looks like a strawberry with a green top.
Yo, I never seen those in store in my life,
bro. And I never seen anybody buy it or like in other packaging besides like single, besides the individual.
It's always like in a bowl too.
Yeah, it's always in a bowl, just at like a dentist or your grandma's house or something. But where do you buy those, bro?
Where do you buy those? Yo, that's just like remember those green candies that like, oh man.
Green
like
candies.
They always have it at like Chinese places.
The lychee. Oh, no, not lychee. The guava candy.
Yeah, those. Yeah. I never seen those like in the actual pack.
Oh, okay. I seen those. I see all the Asian snacks.
Okay, that's true. But me, I never seen that.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite like Asian snack?
Oh, my favorite Asian snack. It might have to be Pocky.
Oh, Pocky?
Pocky, oh my God.
Yeah, that's like the OG.
Pocky, oh, that's the best for me.
Have you ever tried the Hello Panda though?
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Hello Panda to me, that's like epitome of Asian snack. Like out of everything else, Pocky, that is good, it's good. But I don't know, something about the Hello Panda, it's like—
It hits different.
It hits different. It's like almost like the Oreo of Asian.
Yeah,
it is, I swear.
Yo, I remember, didn't they have like a strawberry flavor? Like,
yeah, they had everything.
Like every single flavor.
Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. I think they had like a cookies and cream. But yeah, that's like the best one.
Damn, I remember there's one thing, because both my neighbors are Filipinos. So like they always give me like these Filipino snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this, it's kind of like this wafer tube type of thing.
Oh!
And it was like—
I forgot what it's called. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the Rolo stick or something.
Yeah, it's like the Rolo stick and it's like chocolate and like vanilla. Like
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love those.
That's so good. I think that's a Filipino snack. Yeah. That's a Filipino snack. Okay.
That was so good.
Do you remember Lunchables though?
Oh, yeah. I never used to get those though.
Bro, you never got Lunchables before?
Nah, I never used to get those. But I tried it.
Wow. Okay, so there's actually a study, right?
Uh-huh.
I found this study online that the kids that ate Lunchables often during school
Yeah.
would end up being the bad kids. the ones that disturb the class and the ones that don't do their homework. And looking back, right? Uh-huh. I'm like, in the earlier grades in elementary school, uh-huh, I guess you could say I was kind of like a bad kid. I was getting in trouble a lot, like talking in class and shit.
Yeah, me too.
And looking back, those are the times I was eating Lunchables, bro. I would have that shit like every day.
Yo, that'd be funny. I remember a kid, this guy was a menace, bro. I remember, grade school, he was a menace.
Yeah.
He used to always get Lunchables. He always get all these good snacks.
He probably got the pizza.
The pizza and like the fruit roll-ups and all
that. Bro, so they did more of a study, right? And it's likely because of the nutrition and shit. Because you're not getting the right nutrients, so you're acting up and you're not acting right, too much sugar, right? So there's this you know how they had like regular Lunchables and then they revamped it to make like adult ones?
And
then there's another one, it's called I think it's called Supermaxed, something like
Supermax.
That. It's like a next evolution of Lunchables, bro.
It's evolving.
Yeah. And they were targeted towards like young adults, like young adults. So they looked into the nutrition. Bro, if you look at the ingredients, that shit looks like a receipt. Like it's so long, bro. Like the nutrition facts go like all the way down the box.
Yo, that's not good, man.
And then they were looking at like the count of calories, the amount of fat, and it's comparable to eating 30 Big Macs.
No way.
That one young adult Lunchable is comparable to eating 30 Big Macs,
bro. Yo, there's no way that's legal.
No, that's exactly.
There's no way that's legal.
The thing. I think they're discontinued. I'm not sure, but I think they're discontinued.
See, like I could never eat Lunchables because it just wasn't enough food. Like it's so pinched.
Yeah. That's why
I never eat it.
That's why they made the vamped up version.
The
vamped up version, bro. That shit's gonna take years off your life, man.
Yo, do you remember that reminds me of like those Hungry Mans.
The TV dinners.
TV dinners. Yo, those are so bad for you. It's crazy.
It's so good, man. It's actually good.
Because yo, like you know it's bad when like TV dinners, they can literally last for years.
Yeah.
Like there's literally TV dinners from like the 1990s and you can still eat them.
Yeah, you can still eat them. That's just crazy.
That's a sign, you know, you're not supposed to eat that.
That's good for apocalypse though.
I know, yeah.
That's good for the apocalypse. Cause we're playing Apocalypse Rising on Roblox lately. Shout out Dino and John. We've been streaming that actually. So we've been playing that a lot. And I always see like you know when we're looting?
Alright.
It's always the frozen foods and the frozen shit. So I'm thinking, bro, do you think it's good to collect a lot of frozen food at this time? Because we're in kind of that apocalypse stage.
Yeah, that I know people who do that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like in their basement or something, like they'll just have like a whole bunch of like canned goods and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember what year it was. I was like 1980s or like 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like in America, how like they had like the whole like Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
So apparently like people in that era, they used to always just hoard a whole bunch of food like in their basement and all that stuff.
That's smart though. That's so smart.
Yeah. And after I saw this one video of like this guy trying the food from like 1970s.
Word.
Like he tried it like now. And like it basically like tastes exact same.
Damn.
Which is, I know, it's crazy.
That's crazy. But like, I wouldn't want to be eating it, but like you got to survive on something. Yeah, right?
You got to eat something. I'm not eating no roaches.
Eat roaches.
Not eating no roaches.
Bro, you're going to start a whole next pandemic, fam. Holy shit. Bro, nah, but the pandemic is getting crazy, fam.
Nah, it's just right, getting,
right
it's
now.
Wild.
Okay, do you think it's going to become to the point? Because look at it right now. It's the same shit. We're getting like a next wave, a new variant. Next wave, right? Do you think we're gonna be in this pandemic for the rest of our lives?
Damn, it's so tough to say because it keeps evolving.
Yeah,
like it literally gets like a next stage. Yo, it's like a Pokemon.
Yeah,
like right now it's probably like a Charmander or something.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy because we're looking at the rise in cases now. It's like what, like 10,000. And then before, at the peak of the virus at the start, that shit was like 3,000. We're shitting bricks.
That's
fam.
What I'm saying. Yeah, 3,000. We're going crazy.
We're going crazy. We're crazy. But now it's become like 10,000 and we're chilling. We're like, damn, again.
I know. Because like we gotten so used to it at this point, man.
I know.
Like right now, like it's part of my daily life. Like whenever I go into a building, like I just automatically put a mask on.
Yeah.
Like it's second nature now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing about this is that like, Since it came from an animal, like we can't like eradicate it.
Oh,
like it can't really be eradicated because it can still be like in like the ecosystem.
Mm.
If it came from a living thing, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there's no like set cure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my mom was telling me too, even like the flu.
Yeah.
We don't have a cure for the flu because the flu is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think COVID is like the new flu? And it's just like, oh, we've always got to get our shots every year now.
Yeah, probably.
If it's just like that.
I hear a lot of people saying that.
Man.
But it looks like that's where it's kind of going to be honest.
That sucks,
bro. I know. It sucks. But like, who knows? Like in a few years, it's probably just going to be like the same as getting a cold.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you know, that probably might not even be that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just being optimistic. Like,
we got to be optimistic with that. Yo, did you ever hear the Monsters, Inc. theory?
Nah, what happened to Monsters, Inc.?
Bro, okay. This shit is like mad relevant to right now. So there's a theory that the reason the monsters in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
stay away from humans or are so afraid of humans
mm-hmm.
is not because they're afraid of them harming them. It's because they're afraid of their diseases they might carry.
Mm.
So if you think about it, in the first Monsters, Inc., remember when one of the monsters was exposed to the kid?
Yeah.
And then they busted out like the hazmat suits and they were shaving him.
Yeah.
And they were shaving him, right? Yeah. Why were they shaving him? To eradicate the virus, bro.
Oh.
That's why.
No, I remember that scene so vividly too.
Right?
I remember that scene so vividly.
You saw like the bumps on his shit, yeah, right? And they're like shaving him. That. Exactly. So the monsters weren't afraid of the humans that they're going to harm them. They're afraid of the disease that might kill them.
Disease that they're going to... Yeah. No, that makes so much more sense now that I think about it.
Mm, and more specifically, the Black Plague, or even, who knows, what if they predicted the future, fam? What if they predicted the future? And then knew that shit was coming.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yo, you ever hear about the Pokemon theory?
What's a Pokemon theory?
All right, so, yo, there's a theory that Nurse Joy is actually a Pokemon.
Nurse Joy?
Yeah, Nurse Joy.
What? How?
Okay, because if you think about it, so, like, whenever, like, there's always, like, there's so many Nurse Joys.
Yeah.
And, like, they all look the exact same. They all look
Identical.
And if you think about, there's no way they can be twins. Because, like, you can't have that many twins. Like, there's how many Nurse Joys
out there? No, that's true.
You can't have that many twins.
Doesn't make sense.
That many twins. So, and after, I remember in one episode, there's like, a black Nurse Joy.
What?
There's like a Nurse Joy. She was like kind of like pale, or I don't know. Like she was like kind of dark.
Yeah.
So they're saying that Nurse Joy is just a shiny version of Nurse
Joy. Yo, that makes sense, bro. That makes sense.
And then to keep it like going on even further, people are like, oh, Nurse Joy can't be a Pokemon because like she can talk.
Yeah.
But you think about Meowth can talk. Oh. And Meowth is a Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true. Damn. So, yo, because it makes sense if so many of the same thing show up in that universe. Because all the Pokemon show up, like, there's hella Pikachus.
That's saying every Pikachu looks the exact same.
That means Officer Jenny, too.
Yeah, Officer Jenny.
Officer Jenny's a clone, too.
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. You heard that theory?
Yeah, him being a clone.
What do you think about that theory? Because that one's a crazy one. That one's a crazy one. I don't give it a lot of time and like thought into it, but those theories about how like the rappers go to jail and then they come out a different person.
Because Gucci Mane, like he literally came out in like a whole different body.
Yeah.
And yo, how long was Gucci Mane in jail for? Do you know?
I don't know. It was a long time though.
Yeah, I don't think it was a long time, but like for him to change that much in that amount of time, I don't know, man. That's kind of sketchy.
I think the craziest part of that was like something about his tattoos changing.
Yeah.
Like he was missing a tattoo or removed or some shit. And the same with Kodak. They're saying that about Kodak too.
And yo, I saw the same thing happen with Playboi Carti too, actually. Like recently.
Oh.
Like a lot of people are saying like at his recent concerts.
Yeah.
like whenever like people would like check the cameras and like zoom in, like he was like missing his birthmark. He was missing tattoos. No way.
Oh yeah, I saw that one where he's missing the tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. He was missing tattoo. But the crazy one was what I saw was he was missing the birthmark, man.
Nah.
Like that one was crazy.
Nah, that's Cardi. That's like Cardi's staple.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes him Cardi.
What the fuck? No, but I saw the one of the picture where like he was missing the tattoo. He posted on his Instagram, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's sus, man.
That one's pretty sus.
Okay, do you think there's a possibility? Because there are clones. Like they can clone sheep. They can clone dogs now.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's clones of humans?
See, like the thing about the human, like I feel like we can clone someone. Like we can clone their body. But like how are you supposed to like clone like their thoughts? Like how are you supposed to like get the thoughts to be like the same as the person that you're cloning?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't completely like understand.
Maybe that's probably why they say Kodak's a clone.
Uh-huh.
Because Kodak now, have you seen him in recent like interviews and shit? This guy's like not all there. Well, he's not all there.
But I don't know. Kodak does a lot of
yeah, I know.
He does a lot of stuff.
He does a lot of Kodak. He does a lot of yeah, I know what you mean. I think that's probably the real case, but it's fun to look at it like, damn, this guy clone? You clone?
I know. I found this crazy theory, bro.
What?
Did you ever hear about the Beatles theory?
The Beatles theory.
So basically like they're saying like back in like the 70s or like 60s.
Yeah.
The member Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that he actually died in a car accident like one day. Like he slid off the, like it was like an icy road. He slid off.
Oh shit.
Like he died.
Yeah.
But at that time where he supposedly died, that's when like the Beatles are like at their peak. Like that's when like they're at their top.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like all the producers, like all the management, like they didn't want like the Beatles to go downhill, like with his death and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they got someone, they cloned him. They found like another like Paul McCartney, like someone who acts exactly like him, looks exactly like him. And they brought and like they kind of like put him in the band.
Oh, and then they just replaced him.
And like, yeah, they just replaced him.
Yo.
Because yo, like they had to keep making the money somehow. And like if he's gone, like the Beatles aren't gonna be the same.
Damn. I could see that. Cause how would you know for sure? Right? Cause especially at that time, not as much photography was taken.
Not as much
pictures, videos, or whatever. It's harder to like find evidence, right? I mean, or it's harder to be like, oh wait, that's not the same person. Because if you think about it, that, shit could have happened bare times before in the past.
Easily, yo, it's so easy to pass it off back then.
Yeah,
when it was like there's no solid proof.
That's yeah, exactly right.
And
then, bro, because I could see them. You hear it all the time. They always try to find a way to keep the business running somehow.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they have to replace him. Like that's why they have to put his clone in, basically.
Damn.
And the craziest thing is, like, in their albums after that, they hint, like, they give hints of his death.
No way.
I remember in one of the albums, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like all the members, and it looked like they're all at a funeral.
Oh shit!
And after they released like another album, I think it was like before or after that.
Yeah.
And after when you reverse one of the songs, like it says Paul is a dead man or something like that. And after his end, it says like we miss you.
What the?
Paul is a dead man.
No. Wait. In reverse, you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the reverse, like when you reverse it, that's what it says.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What the fuck, bro? Nah, cause you know Gravity Falls.
Oh yeah.
So in Gravity Falls, right? The final scene. I don't want to spoil it, but like in the final scene of Gravity Falls, the Illuminati guy, he like before he dies, he says a message to the world.
Yeah.
Right? But in reverse.
He says it in reverse.
He said it in reverse on the show, right?
Yeah.
So people put it forward. So instead of reverse, they put it forward and it was saying shit like, I'm gonna come back. I'm still here, blah, blah, blah. Some shit like that, bro. And it was tweaking because like, that's the real like Illuminati symbol throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
They're showing the Freemason logo, Illuminati, all of that.
Yo, like Gravity Falls is something else, man. That show is not meant for kids. I'm telling you, that show is not meant for kids, man.
I feel like, I think everywhere in some cartoon, they always leave a hint at a secret society somehow.
But like, why would they do that though?
I don't know. Maybe they're...
Like, well, what's the point? Because like, if you have something that secret, like why would you want to like try and expose it or like give out hints?
Do you think there's members everywhere where you just don't know they're members?
No, that's true.
Like, what if I'm a member right now? You wouldn't
know. That's true. What if I'm a member? Exactly. Yo, you never know.
Exactly. You don't know I'm a member. You know,
I ain't telling no one.
Exactly, right? So look, I have a video to show you actually. Bro, this is from SpongeBob, man.
SpongeBob.
I don't remember this episode, but this might be one of the newer episodes. Look at this. Illuminati and SpongeBob.
Ooh, I remember the episode.
You remember this?
I remember. Oh, yes.
Look at that. The pyramid.
Yeah.
The eye on the pyramid. The handshake, that's a real like Freemason handshake,
no
bro.
No way.
In SpongeBob. Look.
No.
To the detail, bro. And the hats and shit.
Bro. No way, yo. I never thought about that. Come I never on, thought man. Of yo. I remember watching it as a kid and like just not thinking anything about it.
Yeah, because when we're kids, we don't realize it, right? And they put it in plain sight. Come on.
Damn.
Man. Come on. And yo, so I saw this I saw this other video too. It was of Mark Zuckerberg actually. Mm. And you know how I said this before, but like Mark Zuckerberg, whenever he's in interviews, he always seems off.
Yeah, yeah.
He always seems off. Not because he's awkward. I don't think he's awkward. He's just like different, right? So there's this one interview and they asked him to take off his hoodie.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I can't. I can't take it off. I can't take it. And he's sweating, bro.
That's suspect.
This guy was dripping sweat. Look, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I got to show you this video, though. She's like asking him to take off his hoodie.
That's okay. You want to take off the hoodie?
There you go.
No, I never take off the
hoodie. I know you don't. What's with that? There's a group of women in the audience that wish you would.
So they take off the hoodie. Dressing. Look, he's like sweating his sweat.
Whoa.
All right.
You hear that? Look. Listen to that one more time.
No, I never take off the
hoodie. I know you don't. What's with that? There's a group of women in the audience that wish you would.
No. And listen.
Girls?
Whoa.
It's like no.
All right.
Yo, why is that serious?
He's stressing.
Why is it that serious, right?
Take off a hoodie.
Now check this out. So she ends up making him take it off.
Uh-huh.
And this is what happens.
This is a great moment.
So he takes it off. This guy's sweating bricks. Look at him.
Yeah.
This guy's panicking.
Look.
What are we gonna do with the mic?
Put it
on the collar of your teeth. You need some help?
No.
Why is he so nervous about that, though? What's so secret about it, right? And he takes it off.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Yeah.
We're not going to yell at him.
No, of course not.
I want the sweater?
Look at it. Wait for it.
Yeah. No, it's a thick hoodie. It's a company hoodie. We print our mission on the inside.
What?
Oh, really?
God, the inside of the hoodie, everybody.
Look at his face. Look at his reaction. He's trying to pull it back.
Making the world
listen.
Oh, my God. It's like a secret cult.
Yo, look at his face.
Making the world open and connected, stream graph platform, and this weird symbol in the middle that is probably for the Illuminati.
Yo! And he pulls it. He pulls it off.
No, it's
he's like, no, give me it back.
Yo, if that girl goes missing, if she goes missing, you know something is up.
Yeah, fam, come on. It's so obvious sometimes, like especially these super rich people. It's so obvious they got to be part of something.
They have to be. If you're making billions,
even if I was just like a rich person, I don't want to be part of Illuminati, but just like even with my peers, kind of make a pact of where I think that's what they do in the stock market, bro. You know how in the stock market they say they have these huge hedge funds.
Yeah, the hedge funds.
And they kind of manipulate the market so that they're like, okay, we'll inflate it now and then everybody take it out at a certain time. So they're taking all that money, raising up the value, and then just swooping that shit. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then that was kind of like with the whole Bitcoin. GameStop.
That's what they did in GameStop?
That's what they're trying to do with GameStop.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So the whole GameStop and like the meme coins and stuff like that, that was to combat against the big hedge funds.
Oh.
So it was kind of like giving them a taste of their own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was like a leak or something where they found out that these hedge funds were pumping money into those stocks like AMC that was going to go bankrupt and then like pull the money quick. They were like, oh shit, they're shorting it. So they're like, okay, let's inflate it as a community with Reddit and like, okay, if we inflate it enough, they got to buy back the stocks.
Yeah.
So that means we take a whole big chunk out when it inflates to like 20 grand.
Yeah, yo, I honestly did not know how it works like that. I had no idea that even happened, to be honest.
Yeah, because not a lot of people, they're not really educated on it. Right? But that's how it works, bro. And that's how people take advantage. That's how these rich and powerful people take advantage.
So what, like, do you think like in the future there's gonna be more of that?
I don't know.
Like kind of like those like GameStop like or like AMC type of.
Hopefully, that's what I'm really aiming towards is like I want to see more of the rebellion.
Yeah. Because like now I'm thinking about like how would you even stop that as like someone who's like rich and all that? Like how are you stopping that or like how are you preventing that?
You know what they did?
What'd they do?
This was in the news, bro. They stopped trading. They took the Robinhood account or like Robinhood app.
Yeah.
And they made it so you couldn't trade anymore.
Damn.
So you couldn't even take out your stocks even if it was going down. which is fucking illegal.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say, like, illegal. How's that legal?
It's not.
There's no way that's legal.
It's not legal. It's not legal. But that's what just ended up happening. Because imagine these super rich people, they have the connections. You know,
to do something like that, like
that's what's crazy.
Cause yo, so much people are gonna lose money off that.
Yeah,
like if they can't like sell their stocks.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Crashing down.
The prediction for AMC's price. You know what it is?
What was it?
Each stock was supposed to hit $100,000 plus, plus.
No way.
If the hedge funds actually bought back. Because they put billions of dollars into it, right? Uh-huh. You can imagine like $43 billion.
Yeah.
Put into a stock. Now, if they're buying it back, fam, that means each stock, let's say it was at a dollar. Let's say it was at a dollar before, it would have went to $100,000. Because everybody's like inflating it. But I don't know what happened. Apparently, there was like a bunch of like robot buys and shit. Like
fake AI buys and all that.
Yeah, fake AI buys to manipulate it. It's crazy.
Yo, going from $1 to 100K off one.
Yes, exactly. I bought it. I think I bought in at like $6 and it went up to like $45, $50.
Knockout. I remember you're telling me about that. That's how I bought some too. I wish I bought more, man.
Should have bought more. I wish I bought more. It went down again. Uh-huh. But it's always manipulated, bro. It's always like we're never getting that big jump.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. Cause it should have been a long time ago.
Damn, yo, like I wish I knew more about stocks like that.
I know.
Cause I always hear this stuff all the time that you're like, I just miss it. Like I never get on time.
I think every single person, especially at our age, should learn a little bit.
I wish they taught that in school, like in like high school.
I don't know why they don't.
Because that's such a useful skill, man. Mm-hmm. Like to learn about that, especially while you're young.
Yeah. Even like we took coding.
Yeah, yeah.
We took coding, and looking back, that's actually really valuable.
So useful, man. There's so much stuff that need coding.
Yeah, even just like being tech savvy in a sense, like knowing what gigabytes are and shit.
Yeah, you
know what I mean? Knowing like how to set up hard drives or whatever, RAM.
Yo, you gotta know about that.
You gotta know about that, especially in the world where everything is becoming like advanced technology. We gotta be up to date. But the only problem is, do you think it's gonna become so advanced where it's gonna be hard for us to learn?
Nah, I think it's the opposite.
You think it's the opposite?
I think it's gonna be easier.
It's gonna be easier.
Yo, especially like imagine the future is like right after us.
Yeah.
Yo, like all this stuff is all gonna be like common knowledge. Like yo, like coding's gonna be so common.
Yeah, maybe.
Yo, they're probably gonna be like coding the fridge and all that stuff.
Mm. But you know what blows my mind though? Sometimes when I'm outside, right, and I go for a walk, I just look around at the ground. I look around at the dirt and stones and sticks, right? Like how the fuck did we make the internet from that? You get me though? How the hell?
That's so true.
Because that's what it started from. It literally started from grass, dirt, rocks and shit.
Because yo, I always thought about like, I'm like, yo, like let's say like the world just like everyone just like vanished.
Yeah.
After like, it was like only like me and like a couple people and we had to rebuild society. Yo, you know how hard that's going to be, bro?
Bro, how do you even do that?
You know how hard that's going
to
be?
How do you even... Bro, it's crazy.
Bro, I'll be struggling to like make a knife.
Exactly. Exactly. So imagine an apocalypse where you have to restart everything.
I know.
Restart everything. Do you think it's possible? Because apparently there's like a study that if we end up in like a nuclear disaster, there's no way we can get back to exactly this if we destroy everything with nukes.
Like, well, wait, so like wait, what do you mean by like destroy everything? Like all the trees and everything, like
yeah, let's say it's like a complete wasteland.
Mm-hmm. It's a complete wasteland.
Wasteland. Like you know, Fallout?
Yeah,
like that. Or Mad Max type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Or you're saying like, well, like will we be able to like,
will we get able back to come like, back
society?
I don't think.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because like the stuff that we need to get to that level is just not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like what are we gonna do? Like with a whole bunch of like sand and dust?
Yeah.
You can't make anything with that.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Damn.
Now imagine, what if that already happened?
What? But how?
what if that already happened, but it was lost in history? Or what if that happened and nobody wrote about it?
No, that would be wild.
So let's say the nuclear war brought us back to the Stone Age.
We just like reset it.
We just reset.
Yo, but like imagine how life was before that.
Damn.
Imagine what type of resources they had before that.
What if it was super advanced, bro? What if it was super advanced rather than not even like Stone Age, what we think? What if it was like alien technology? What if they had crazier shit than Bluetooth? You know what I mean? Yeah, crazier shit than that. But we would never know because of the nuclear apocalypse, restarting it to the Stone Age. And those Stone Age people are just like the remnants of what happened.
Man, yo, I hate stuff like that because like I will never know the answer.
I will never know the answer.
Like it just bugs me. Yeah, I wish I could just go back in time. Okay, just, to see everything.
Do you think time travel is real? Like right now?
Like can we do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I think. I think time travel is real, but I don't think we can do it right now. Like I know eventually we definitely could.
Okay, but if time travel is real, we would see like it now, no matter what. You know what I mean?
How though? How'd that happen?
Cause okay. Like let's say time travel existed, eventually we would have seen it though.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Unless we're on like the same timeline.
Oh, that doesn't change. No, I get what you mean now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
We would have seen things change.
That makes sense.
And that's the whole thing with like the Mandela effect.
Uh-huh.
Why people think, oh, we're in a different reality. Things changed before. Just like Berenstain Bears, Nelson Mandela dying.
Damn.
The Shazam movie.
Yo, it's crazy because like I just started watching anime and like that's basically what it's about.
Really?
Like, this is it's called Steins Gate.
Oh.
Have you watched that before?
No, I haven't watched that.
Yo, it's basically what we just explained.
Just like time travel.
Yeah, like they're trying to like figure out like time travel and all that. I just started. Like I'm not too far deep, but like that was like me.
I'm gonna watch that.
No, watch it. Nah, yeah. It's pretty sick.
You ever heard the William Shakespeare theory?
Nah,
never heard about that.
William Shakespeare.
Yeah, so there's a theory that William Shakespeare might be a time traveler, or at least been reincarnated. So listen. William Shakespeare looks exactly like Anne Hathaway's husband. You know Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you this shit. Crazy.
Anne Hathaway's husband. Why him?
Look, listen. Wait for it. So this is Shakespeare, and that's Anne Hathaway's husband, right?
Yeah.
Now William Shakespeare's wife was named Anne Hathaway.
Chill, bro. Listen.
So before William Shakespeare died, right? He had a famous line where he said, "I will find you, whether it be in this life or the next. Whoa. Like I'm gonna find you."
No way.
Yeah. So he ended up finding her again
in the next life.
In the next life.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yo, the fact that they look the same too. Though, look at the eyes.
No, the eyes. Like even. No, the fact that his wife's name was the exact same.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway.
That's what messes me up, bro. That's what gets me.
Crazy. I wonder if they went public about it. Like, oh yeah, this is what it is or some shit. Who knows?
Yo, that'd be a hard flex. Yo, you go back to find your shorty, you find her again.
That's a hard flex.
In like 2010.
Yo.
I told you I was coming back.
But I think there's so many of those too. Did you see the Nicolas Cage one?
Nah.
Bro, look at this. So there's photos of celebrities, right? And they look exactly like people from the past. Mm-hmm. Look, so Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, what the?
That's what I'm, look.
Nah.
That looks exactly like Nicolas Cage, right?
Who is that though?
It's some next, I don't know. It's just some person.
Yo, now that I think about it, I did see some of those actually.
You seen some of these, right?
I seen some of those.
Look, Eddie Murphy. What the fuck?
Yeah, nah, that's... That's wild.
He looks exactly the same. But
the crazy ones I see is like I'll see like pictures from like 1920s.
Yeah.
But like they'll have like our technology. Like there's a picture of like some guy, like he had like an iPhone.
iPhone I saw in that. His hand.
Or it was like a girl or something.
Mm-hmm. And then there's people like running away and then they're like trying not to be seen.
Yeah.
But they're in the picture.
They're in the picture.
So Mike Tyson, he said recently, actually, in the 90s, there was a person taking a picture in the background of his fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding what looked like an iPhone.
Yeah.
So I'll show you. This is in the 90s. That looks like a iPhone 13, bro.
What
the fuck? You see that? Look, they even have video proof. And it has a flash. It has a flash. Come on.
Oh, they have a video of it?
Yeah, they have a video of it.
No way.
There's full proof.
Yo, that's wild. That's wild, bro. That's wild.
Right? So think about it. That's what I'm saying before. Like, if time travel was real, there would be like remnants here and there.
Yeah, there'd be little proofs of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of Mandela effects happen, because there's certain things too. Where, like, Okay, Mandela effects, if you think about it, they're only the ones that we actually came to realize. Mm-hmm. So imagine the ones that we never realized.
Like it can be something big, bro.
It could have been something big. Something crazy, right? Like maybe Obama wasn't president. Maybe like, you know what I mean? Donald Trump wasn't president. Like it swished around or something.
But yo, you know what would be crazy? What if like the government came to you and like they sent you on a mission? They're like, yo, we want you to go back in time and we want you to like prevent World War III or something.
Yeah.
And, like that was like your mission. Mm-hmm. And like you had to do that.
Damn.
That would be pretty sick.
Well, okay. Would you take that job if it meant like leaving reality as it is?
Shoot, to like go back in the past to fix something.
Yeah, but you will never return to your same family. You'll never return to your same friends and everything.
I couldn't, bro.
Because you're going to be an unknown hero.
I know, I couldn't.
I think that's the dilemma of like the unknown hero. Like, let's say an international spy or somebody that saved the world, a superhero in real life, but they have to hide their identity, right? I think that's the real dilemma of being, you can't be publicized and people will never know about you.
Because like, yo, like that's, if I did that, that would eat me up so much. Mm. Like just knowing I can't say anything.
Yeah. Okay, what if it was to the end of the world though? Like the world is actually going to end.
The end of the world?
And it's on your hands. You got to take it then, right?
Don't forget the world, bro.
You got to take it, right?
I'll go back.
Yeah.
I'll definitely go back.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch Spider-Man or not?
Wait, which one?
The new one?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No, I'm slacking.
Okay. I want to tell you about the comic though. This doesn't relate too much to the movie and it doesn't spoil it. But in the Spider-Man movie is based off a comic. Mm-hmm. It's called One More Day.
Yeah.
And pretty much what happens, right? Peter goes to Doctor Strange because everybody knows his identity. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, Peter, I can't help you. You gotta find a way to do something else. I can't help you. So he was trying to make everybody forget his identity. Mm-hmm. Because Aunt May got shot and she was gonna die.
Yeah.
Right? So he went to everybody like Mr. Fantastic, all these superheroes. They couldn't help him at all. And eventually he's walking down the street and he saw this little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this little girl said to him, come with me. I know somebody that can help you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Thank you, little girl. And then he walks into the alley and he sees this woman that turns into the devil.
Yeah.
So this is like the devil in Marvel, right? And he gives him an option. He's like, okay, I can help you, but I want your marriage. He said, I want your love that you have with Mary Jane and you'll never have that again. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be able to help you and everybody will forget like Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Aunt May will still be alive, blah, blah, blah. Right. So this is the real dilemma I'm talking about is like Mary Jane. She was like, you know what? Aunt May is kind of old already. She's not really going to last that long eventually. Mm-hmm. But Peter was like, nah, I can't have that on my conscience. Yeah. Right, because he was the cause for her death, and he couldn't live with himself with that. Right, so he ends up making the deal with the devil, and the devil says, "All right, we'll do it." By the way, that little girl you saw,
yeah,
would have been your daughter you would have had with Mary Jane.
Oh, that's a mess.
That will never come to be.
It's never,
and she will never be alive.
That's crazy. That's kind of sad, man.
It's sad.
That's kind of sad.
It's sad.
But if I was in that situation, I would chose Mary Jane.
Yeah,
yo,
exactly.
Yo, come on, yo, Zendaya, fam. Zendaya, bro.
No, it wasn't Zendaya. It was like the other. It was in the comics. It was a comic. Yeah, this is in the movie. Okay, this is in the movie.
Okay, I want to see.
I didn't spoil the movie.
Okay,
that hasn't anything to do with the movie.
That should have been like a movie, though.
That should have been the movie. To be honest,
sick movie.
That would have been a sick movie. But all of the comics are kind of based, or all of the movies in the Marvel universe, they're slightly based off the comics, but like mixed and stuff, so it's not spoiled.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what makes it good.
Damn, yo, that's such a good concept.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And you know what I want to do, bro? I know this is kind of like, it's kind of crazy, but eventually I low-key want to make my own like comic story.
Uh-huh.
Like that's canon into the MCU. I really want to do that like at some point, bro. If I could do that, that's like a crazy accomplishment in my life.
Nah, it's so weird because like every time I see like a friend group, like I always imagine like what would our superpowers be? Like like in like a movie or something.
Yo, that'd be so sick.
I always see you like as like that boxer guy. Like you're like that close combat.
The fighter.
You be like that fighter.
I feel like you have like electricity. I don't know why.
Me?
You get that too? I don't know why. Why electricity? And then Denzel just has
like slime.
I said slime.
Denzel has some next type of slime or something.
Some like acid, like green acid. No, bro, but if you think about it, being able to change history or leaving such a big impact on like pop culture, like Stan Lee, for example,
GOAT.
we're gonna hear about these stories of Spider-Man or all these superheroes for years on years, bro. And that shit is solidified in history.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm like, yo, like, if you think about Spider-Man, it's so old.
Yeah.
Like, the concept of Spider-Man, like, that's been there. It's been there. And it's been popping.
I know. So I think for me, I want to leave like some piece of, if it not be like the podcast, if not be the other content I create.
But like, you want to leave something like that.
Even like a story that people remember. Because look at, going back to William Shakespeare. We still study William Shakespeare.
Till this day,
bro. That's what's fucked.
Till this day.
Right? Till this day, bro.
And, like, people, like, we don't even listen like to his music like that, but like we still like.
No, not
like,
his music.
I don't.
His plays. No. No, it's plays.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about Beethoven.
Oh, Beethoven, yeah.
I was thinking about Beethoven.
No, but Beethoven too.
Yeah, him too.
That's a good example too.
Oh, him too.
But the fact we're still learning about Shakespeare and he's solidified in history like that, that's a crazy feeling.
Yo, if there was like a modern day person, like who do you think it would be for like modern our generation?
That's a really good question. I think Virgil Abloh would be up there.
Really?
R.I.P. Virgil, but I think that would be a really big one just because of what he did with streetwear and fashion.
Yeah.
Because he kind of made like regular streetwear, like hypebeast wear into high fashion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It became like, you know how there's contemporary art and popular art, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like separated, but he marriaged both of it.
Yeah, I know. No, Virgil definitely a big influence on that.
So him for sure. Him for sure.
I think Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
I think he's going to do something really big in the future.
Mm-hmm. What he's done already, too.
I know, yeah, even that already.
Did you know he made PayPal?
He made PayPal?
Yeah. He was one of the founders of PayPal.
Damn, this guy's making everything, right?
And he sold it. Yeah, he sold it.
This guy's making everything.
He sold it to make Tesla and everything else. But yeah. And it's like if you think about it, look at the Platos and Socrates and all these people.
Yeah.
It would be so dope to just see in the future who would be seen as that person.
Yeah, man.
And maybe as big headed as I am, I look, you want to be one of those people? I'll be part of that group, bro. I'll be part of that group.
Hey, bro. gotta keep riding. You never know.
Do you think a man like Joe Rogan would be solidified in history?
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, man.
Okay, what if he interviews like an alien?
Yo, if he did that, yo, goated. If he ever did that,
because he's
in history.
That's a theory. Is that if aliens ever come to Earth and they want to do an interview, who's gonna interview him?
Yeah, that's true. Nah, I never thought, but like, if aliens come to the Earth, like who's talking to them first?
It's gonna be Joe Rogan.
Who's gonna be that person?
Low-key, it's gonna be Joe Rogan.
It's gonna be Joe Rogan.
I see it be him. If it wasn't Larry King,
I'd be Joe Rogan.
R.I.P. Larry King, but it's probably Joe Rogan.
Yo, imagine it was us.
Yo, oh my god.
Imagine it was us.
Okay, what if at a crazy chance, like aliens are real, right? And they're watching media, they're looking through, and they just happen to come across Jump podcast and they become fans of that before anything else. Then we would be interviewing aliens, bro.
If I was the first person to meet an alien, yo, my life would be complete.
Yo, you're going to be solidified in history.
My life would be complete.
Okay, for a man like Dennis Rodman, you think Dennis Rodman is solidified in history?
Dennis Rodman? No,
you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because he became friends with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, right. That is true. That is very true.
And he became one of the first Americans to become friends with the North Korean.
Nah, it's weird because I swear Dennis Rodman is like the exact opposite of like what Kim Jong-un wants in a person. Because like he's so bold and all that. Like, I feel like I don't even know how that even worked out.
I don't know. I think it's because he had a really huge interest in basketball. I think that's why.
That's why?
I think that's why. Because he really loves basketball and he was watching him growing up, right? Did you know like Kim Jong-il? I think Kim Jong-un's dad, Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
He did a lot of like research into movies and he was a director. Did you know that? Yeah, he was a director. He made like propaganda. And yo, did you ever look into North Korea or not?
Oh yeah. I look into a lot, bro.
Doug.
A lot.
They think like they're actual gods or like... deities, fam. Like,
and the people like they truly believe it too.
Yeah, they
like,
believe
they
it.
Truly believe it.
They believe like Kim Jong Il doesn't poo or pee. And he's like he has healing abilities and shit.
Nah, yo, like it's so interesting. Like looking into it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll ever see something like? Okay, do you think we get brainwashed to believe other people are like that?
Not to that extent.
Not to that extent.
Because the way they do it is a whole different level. Like, yo, I always wanted to go one day
to North Korea.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I want to go, bro.
Really? Yo, you wouldn't go?
I might not make it back, man. I might not make it back. I don't know, bro.
What do you mean? Nah, I would definitely go. If I ever get caught, I'm just gonna say I'm a basketball player.
True.
It's a Kim Jong Un.
I think they took a basketball team to North Korea.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that happened. That's right. I remember like the basketball team, like they were slapping up the Koreans.
Yeah.
But like they didn't want to like slap them up too hard, or else like they thought like they'll get like executed or something.
Oh shit. So
like, they kind of like played around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did they let them win or no?
I can't remember. But like they made the game like kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
Like
damn. No, that's a good point, bro.
I'm telling you, if you go there and you slap up their team, you're not going home.
Man. Yeah, you're not going home.
And it's on TV.
Oh, man.
You're not going home.
That's tough. That's tough. What's crazy, though, is they were invited to, like, a dinner, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up, like, tables all around it with food and everything to make it look like they have a lot of food.
Yeah, they have a lot of food.
But in reality, they have very, very little resources.
Yo, it's so strange because, like, when you go there, they literally stage the whole country for you.
Yeah.
Like, literally everything is staged.
It's crazy.
I'm like, yo, I always wonder, like do they, like, tell everybody? Like, do they like tell like everybody like in the country like, oh, like we got some people over, like,
I don't
like,
know,
like, we had to stage a supermarket, like we had to stage all this, like maybe look like you're happy and all that,
maybe, I'm not sure. That's a really good question,
because
though.
Yo, it seems super fake.
Yeah I don't know, man, but even just to the fact of like just even media as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that happens to us with celebrities and like really popular people.
Yeah,
because we don't know their day-to-day lives, to be honest.
No, that's actually so true.
The way they act, right? The way they act on social media or any piece of content they're in.
Yeah, that's so true.
What if that's all fabricated? We just don't know, right?
Yeah, because like, yo, like I'm not thinking about what Drake does every day.
Yeah.
Like, I just see what I see on the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, him, like, in clubs or whatever. Like, just, like, him living his best life.
Yeah, what if like, deep down, Conor McGregor's not even a confident guy?
That's what I'm saying.
But only in, like all the content, yeah.
Yo, that'd be the biggest hoax.
That'd be the biggest head bust the world had ever
like,
seen.
In real life, he's, like, super shy.
Yeah.
Like, at home.
It could be. But I think honestly, faking it till you making it, that's a really good way to kind of build
it is,
to be honest.
Because, I've seen a lot of that with, like, a lot of comedians, like,
yeah.
Them in their regular day life, like, they're not cracking jokes and all that and, like, being, like, super funny. Like, they're all, like, just, like, super chill and, like,
yeah, they're just,
like,
kind of,
like, quiet. Like, it's only, like, when they're performing when they're actually like that.
Yeah, but some people, well, it depends on the person too. I feel like some of them are just like they're natural with it, but some of them for sure they gotta like put on a persona or whatever.
But, like, if you think about it, there's no way they can like keep up that same energy for their whole life, like 24/7. There's no way, bro. There's no way, like,
true.
There's no way they can keep that up.
Okay, true.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, presentation wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, performance wise, yeah. But a man like Denzel, this guy's funny no matter what.
Nah, that's true. Nah, he's a different breed.
Different breed. Right?
Different breed.
I think those type of people, they just have it like happy go lucky. You know, and it just comes to them.
I don't know, like some people like they're naturally like that. Like no matter what they do, it's funny.
Yeah, I know, bro. I need more people like that in my life because it just kind of brings up the vibe, man. It just brings up the vibe. Those are the rare people when you meet people that do things like naturally.
Yeah, like they're just being themselves and they're just funny. Like they're just they're jokes. Like they're not even trying to be funny.
Those are like the rarest people, and I need to find more people like that, even with just like other things too, whether they be like super motivated, they be super like athletic, right, or something, because those are natural God-given talents.
I feel like you need someone like that in like every category, like in like everything.
Yeah, and that's how you learn and adapt into like this perfect person that you want to be, right?
Damn, yo,
if you think about it like that, like that's how you build yourself into becoming who you want to be, is to put those people
in your circle,
and then you just look at them as motivation.
Yeah, because like if you hang around a lot of bums, more times you're probably gonna be a bum too.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Or like if I hang around like people, a whole bunch of people making money, like I'm eventually gonna be on that wave too.
Exactly. That's how it is.
Uh-huh.
Because if you think about it to like a peer pressure type of way, if all your peers do you think peer pressure is subconscious?
Kind of. I'm like half on it, kind of. I don't know. How about you? What do you think about it?
I don't know. I think because subconscious, right? It's a lot to do with our own thoughts of how people perceive us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, let's say I see something's cool,
mm-hmm.
and then we just leave it in the background. Next time you see it again, you're like, oh, Carlos likes this.
Yeah, no,
maybe
true.
I kind of like it.
You're
going
to be thinking about it.
You're going to be thinking about it, right?
Uh-huh.
But maybe that's just how our brain works as humans anyways. Like the crowd mentality.
Yeah, no, honestly, I have to agree with you on that one. Because because I do see that a lot. Like whenever like I have a friend that like likes something so much, like whenever I see it, like I'm just thinking about that thought. Like even if I don't like it or if I like it or not, like I'm still thinking about it.
Because you'll give it a chance.
Yeah, like you'll give it a chance.
You'll give it a chance because they're your friends.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so,
why.
So that goes hand in hand with like building your circle and the peer pressure. Because it's like, yo, try this and make money. If everybody's doing it in your circle and you're not the one doing it, you can be like, I gotta get on.
You're left out. And like you feel like
you're left out. Exactly.
Damn.
And that's how it is.
Well, but honestly, like, yo, it's a good thing to me. Because like I feel like the people who I surround myself with,
yeah,
like they're all like forward thinking.
Yeah, I think there is like a positive. Sure. There's definitely a positive peer pressure. I feel like there is a positive peer pressure. And that's why it's important to have those people.
Yeah.
Like the positive peer pressure is what you need. In a sense, like working in the military.
Yeah.
That type of peer pressure.
Oh, yeah, yo, you need that for sure.
You need that.
You need that for sure.
You need that to build yourself tougher, to build the resilience, right?
Because, like, yo, that's what they did in, like World War II.
Yeah.
Like I remember, like, in, like, Japan, like, when they used to do, like, the, what's it called again? It's like, the suicide rush, kind of.
Oh.
Like, that, yo, like, something
kamikaze?
Like, yeah, kamikaze. Like, yeah. Yo, like, that, like, you need that for sure,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man.
You need that for sure.
Because you're not doing that on your own. You need that. Like, you need that crowd mentality, yeah, bro. You need that. Yeah, there's no way. There's
no way a human's just going to do that on your own. Like,
yo, have you ever heard, there was this... There was this Japanese soldier that was hiding in the Philippines, and he was the last person for World War II that has never surrendered.
Damn, really?
Yeah. I forgot exactly when, but what happened was he hid into a cave, right? And you know how when the World War ended, they dropped off all of these flyers saying, oh, the war's done, surrender, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this Japanese soldier was hiding in a cave in the Philippines. He saw these the flyers.
Yeah.
So they dropped them off like through airplanes and shit. And he read it and he's like, no, this can't be real. They're just trying to kill me.
Yeah.
So he stayed loyal to like the cause. And he was still fighting for years on years on years on years, bro. Yo, his lieutenant was the only person to be able to tell him, like, yo, the war is over. Yeah. So his lieutenant was already working in, like, an office job, not even in the military no more. He had a whole family and shit. And when he heard about, like, this soldier that was in his battalion that was still fighting, he's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
So So what ended up happening to him, though? So, like, did he get caught? Or, like, did he?
No, so what happened was they ended up finding his lieutenant, and he was able to tell him, like, yo, the war is done. Like, the war is not even running anymore. But that's how like dedicated he was.
Damn, that's some serious dedication.
That's serious dedication for that many years.
To stay in the cave for that long.
Yeah, and he was surviving off killing like farmers and stuff. Any people that try to like attack him, he just thought was the enemy, man.
Damn, for years.
For years.
That'll make someone go insane.
And that's what sucks, because at that time they didn't really have like the comms. Are you supposed to get the message unless it's like the radio and shit?
Yeah.
Because you're too far away. You didn't have no cell reception and shit. The internet was already out, bro. This guy's still in the cave. This guy's super old. It's crazy. Do you think there's people that don't know we're in a new generation?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because yo, if you look in the Amazon, there's some places in the Amazon where we haven't even reached to yet.
That's true. That's very true.
And those people, like, they haven't gotten out of that area. Like, yeah, they've been in that area for centuries.
Because I always think about, what if there's like a civilization like in the Amazon or something?
Yeah.
That's filled with like treasures and shit.
Imagine what they have. Imagine what they think of the world compared to us.
Because they probably think everything's like magic, bro. Like Bluetooth and freaking phones and shit. There's probably magic to them.
Or even imagine if they're more like advanced than us.
Yeah. Who knows?
And like they're just hiding in there.
And they're hiding inside the earth.
Yo, they're like, yo, you guys still outside the earth?
Yeah, yo.
You didn't see what's inside?
Yo, so I heard this thing. It's called the, hold on, I'm gonna pull it up. It's called the Beale ciphers. You ever heard about this?
No, what is that?
Bro, so there's these ciphers, right? And
wait, what's a cipher?
So a cipher, not the rap cipher.
I'm like, yo, are they rapping?
So a cipher is like a coded message, a coded message, right? Now there's three of them, and supposedly they give the directions and the coordinates to a huge buried treasure worth $43 million.
I need to go find that.
So the first one was cracked, and I think the second one almost cracked, but the third one is still not, and they still don't know where the location is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this treasure, like the $43 million worth of jewels and gold and all of this treasure, is still out there today. And you can look for it right now.
Wait, so it's like the other two, like were the other two like actually real?
Yeah, no, they're all real. It's part of this collection. It's part of this collection called the Beale Ciphers.
Oh, so nobody found like any of the three?
No. So they found the ciphers, but they can't crack it.
Oh, they can't crack. Oh,
They can't find out what is the answer. Uh-huh. So they don't know where the treasure is. Until somebody cracks it though, that's when they'll be able to find the treasure. And it's still out to this day, bro. So if you want to do like a real life Uncharted, fam, you can do real life Uncharted.
Imagine we get all three.
Yo.
It's over.
I always say this all the time, man. I want to find some buried treasure at some point in my life.
Yo, it doesn't even have to be something big. Like, it needs to be something small. But
yeah.
This is the fact that I found it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the point.
Do you think there's like escape rooms that have treasure and shit?
Escape rooms?
You know how like they have escape rooms in just like a building or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Why don't they make like escape room where it's part of the outside world?
I certainly have that. Don't they have that on Lake? Actually, no.
Anybody can find it, link it to me because I really want to participate, bro.
No, I was thinking about something. Yo, do you know what I was thinking about? Thinking about Temple Run.
Temple Run?
What the fuck? I don't know why that came to my head.
Temple Run.
Yo, that game was golden.
Yo, they're making an Uncharted movie.
Oh, yeah, yo, isn't Tom Holland in
it? Yeah, with Tom Holland.
Yo, Tom Holland's been taking so many W's, man.
Bro. Yo, you see that video I sent you?
Which one?
Where he, like, manifested every single thing in his life.
Chief Keef in the background.
Crazy. Yo, that's, like, I still save that video to this day. I watch it whenever I need, like, motivation. Because the interviewer's like, yo, so who's one actor you always want to work with?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, Jake Gyllenhaal. Boom. He's working with Jake Gyllenhaal.
The one of the Zendaya.
Yeah, he's like, MJ. Who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush.
Zendaya. And then, boom.
Next thing you know, they're in the car. Yes.
Crazy. And then the other one was like, what's one character you want to play? Or what's one role you want to portray in a movie? Spider-Man. Boom. He became Spider-Man.
That was the biggest one to me.
That's crazy.
That's the big... Yo, because not anyone can just be Spider-Man like that. Like, that's a huge role to be Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah. And I think he's, like, that perfect person for it because he trained in, like, acrobatics and gymnastics and shit, and he became perfect for that role. So I think as long as you have, like, a plan, subconsciously you're going to put yourself in positions to achieve it.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, one thing I figured out is, like, when people have a plan like that, like, you kind of have to be obsessed with it. Like, you have to be thinking about it every day.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem because it becomes a very stressful thing. See, that's what a lot of people have trouble with, especially with manifestation, mm-hmm. is when they manifest too hard.
They do it too much.
Where they're not, it's not natural. It's almost like you're getting in the way of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard about that?
Yeah.
So let's say you're working too hard to the point where it's like you're draining your body. And then you're not letting time take its course.
Okay, no, right? that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because naturally, you're going to work towards it anyway.
Because, like, the only reason why I thought about that is because, like, they always say, like when there's something that you really want, like, whenever there's an opportunity to get it, like, you always take it.
Yeah.
You always take it.
100%. But the other side to that is, like, sometimes you don't have that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like an intuition. Because I know there's certain times where I had opportunities to take something at a certain time.
Yeah.
But my intuition told me not to. So I learned the lesson later.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yeah.
Even though, because, bro, honestly, I think that's just how life works, is where you get those feelings of like, maybe you should have done this.
Yeah, kind of like your gut feeling.
And then the fact of you not doing it was the lesson learned. Yummy.
Well, yo, like stuff like that, like that's hard, man.
It's hard.
Especially when you make that wrong choice.
Yeah. But I think you need those lessons learned in the beginning of your life, though. That's very important.
For sure.
Because if you never took like an L or you never like learned from your mistakes, then it's kind of hard to proceed, right?
That's true. Because I seen that happen like my life too. Like whenever like I miss out on something, after I miss out on it, like I'm always super aware of it. So next time it comes, I'm on it like right away.
Yeah. That's how it is. And sometimes it works out better in that sense.
Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like if I were to get it at that time that I was like supposed to,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like I wouldn't be working like too hard to like get more. Or yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because imagine going on a journey without knowing, without making any mistakes before. So when you face like obstacles in your way, how are you going to deal with it if you never faced them before?
Exactly. After when they actually come, like you're done.
Yeah. So that's why like anybody that's taken an L or anybody that's facing obstacles in your life, just always look at it as like, you will learn from it and the lessons learned will be more valuable than anything in the world.
That is true. Because
you'll be able to push yourself even farther because of it, right?
Yo, like, I feel like there's times where, like, taking an L, it was, like, more of a W than, like, taking a W.
Yeah, you know it is. 100%.
Like, it's kind of a weird thing to think about it, but, like, it's kind of true for some situations.
And I think especially, it's for those people that really want to find themselves, you know what I mean? Because imagine a person that only took W's their whole life.
Yeah.
That one L will be devastating. Devastating to them, right? But you can always go up. You can't really go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So you can always go up. So let's say you're always taking L. You're always taking L. If you're here, there's so much potential.
That'll say. You know what I mean? when you're at rock bottom, like you can't go any more down.
You can't go more down. There's only so much potential. So I feel like a lot of people miss that, and a lot of people don't have that mindset in life where, oh, this obstacle in my way is gonna ruin it for the rest of my life.
Like, yo, like most L's in our life, like, it's not gonna like ruin our life, bro. Like, if anything, it's gonna be there for like a week, and after it's gonna disappear.
Yeah,
like most L's in our life, like we just think about it too much.
Yeah, even I think it was The Rock. He had a famous story how he was supposed to go into the NFL.
Yeah,
but
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, he's supposed to go to the NFL, but he ended up not making the cut. And then he's like, okay, since I can't make the cut, plan B. He didn't really want to do the plan B, but what was plan B? It was wrestling, which brought him to acting, which brought him to his success now.
If anything, yo, that plan B was better than plan A.
The plan B was way better than plan A. Imagine he just stayed in the NFL, bro.
Exactly. He would have been retired in that turn. No one even know about him right now.
Yeah.
Like, he would just be like nothing.
That's so crazy to me. That something small in your life that you see it as like a failure was actually a blessing in disguise.
Biggest dub.
That's more of a dub than like actually winning your first thing. Way more.
Like to me, like I'd definitely rather take that route than like being in the NFL and like winning like a championship or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, you know what though? I feel like these type of experiences, if you don't feel it for yourself, there's other ways to get it too. Like you can just research about it and learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah. That's why I feel like mistakes are they're so vital.
Mm-hmm. You ever do that thing?
It's all about like what you learn after it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yo, there's always a message there for you.
Uh-huh.
You ever do that thing where like you just open a Bible and then you just find like a random quote in it?
I used to do that.
And sometimes it like matches up to your
situation. Yeah. The one that you put your finger
situation
on.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, this is kind of accurate. Yeah. I think people that are lost, that need like guidance, it's good to look at things in faith, or whether it be like just even motivational content.
Yeah,
anything
like
that's
true.
Because bro, if you need somebody to help you, there's sources, bro.
So many people that can help you.
There's so many.
Yo, like whatever you're thinking of, like there's probably someone who's done it and who's like went through all those like obstacles.
Exactly.
Like, for sure.
You know what? That's kind of why so many things in history have theories and have like random coincidences that still relate today, because it's so relatable and those are like timeless situations in a sense. Like those lessons learned, they're timeless.
Yeah, like it can be applied to any generation.
Yeah.
Any time in history, man.
Because if you think about the Bible itself, like all of these struggles that you can face in your life, man, those are like thousands and thousands of years old.
And they're still there. I'm like, it's not even just the Bible. Like even like the Quran, like the Torah.
Yeah.
Like, literally all those books, like all those like ancient scriptures. Because we're all dealing with like the same thing. It's just like coming to us in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same problems, just different packages.
Exactly, just different way, bro. That's it.
And I think it's just all like human nature. Like it's just gonna be like that for the rest of time.
That's just how we're built.
Yeah.
The only way to fix is like if we evolve or something. What? You never know.
And then comes the new problems of life. Do you think there's ever gonna be like some way to combat first world problems now? Because that's something that's not really talked about, like first world problems. Obviously, it's like, what the fuck? You're talking about first world problems, but some of them are real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are real, whether it be like anxiety for social media, cyberbullying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There's obviously like the harsh like fix to it.
Yeah.
But it is a tough situation when certain people, they can't take like the hard truth.
Yeah. That's so tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know, man, to be
you,
honest.
You just got
to
learn from what's already there. That
yeah.
You got to learn from like people that's been in it. For example, Logan Paul.
Uh-huh.
Like, after Logan Paul took that huge L from Japan and like doing content he wasn't supposed to,
mm-hmm.
yo, no other YouTuber's ever gonna make that same mistake now.
Yo, it's so hard because like it's kind of like a new problem. Like these problems with social media, like it's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you compare it to like all the other problems in like human history,
yeah,
like it just came in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we don't really know how to deal with it yet.
Mm. That's a good point to end off, though.
I know.
That's a good point to end. That really has me thinking. So.
That's what I'm saying.
That has me thinking.
But you think about, what problems are we going to have in the future? Like, it's probably going to be something even more advanced than that.
Damn, man. Like, fucking the chip needs an update or something. The brain chip needs an update.
Oh, damn, this chip. Can't update this chip.
All right, we'll end it there, though. Thanks, Josh, for coming through again. Anyways, always welcome on the podcast.
But yo, I got one thing to say, bro.
All right.
Me and Zell, we're starting a channel. Gonna be about anime and all that stuff.
Okay.
Top 3, so it's gonna be coming soon. You're gonna see it in the new year. So stay tuned.
Josh starting his new channel, so go check that out. I'm gonna promote it on the next episode that he's featured in. So check that out. If you haven't already, join the Discord. Follow us on Instagram. Jumpers, yes. Jump out.
Peace.